More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3, Marcus and Corey. We're doing Second Date Update. Y'all know this.
Oh, yeah. You go on a date, you think it was really fun, you want to see them again, and then they disappear. And so you come to us and you say, can you help me get a second date?
Suffice to say, John is on the phone and he's confused. Is that fair?
Wait, yeah. Can you guys help me get a second date?
Let's hope so.
That's what we're trying to do.
It's a good thing we aren't like graded on this. Like, this isn't the reason we keep our jobs, because...
We ain't got no PhD.
So tell us about your date with, was her name Karina?
Yep.
So tell us how you met and then let us know how it went down.
We met, I'm still messing around with Tinder. That's how we met.
Got it.
I saw her on there and, you know, I swiped. And it was good. We chatted, you know, like the whole, we got a good vibe. We decided to meet and we both live in the East Bay. So that's, you know, made it easy. We just met up on Alameda for a coffee.
Nice.
Yeah, and like, you know, just chill. It was very cool. We sat outside, we chatted. I don't know. I felt like good conversation. It was easy. No like weird moments or, you know, like when the conversation lulls, nothing
right.
like that. We talked about stuff people talk about.
Like, okay.
She's got dogs, I've got dogs, you know, on travel, things like that.
Sure. Easy.
And yeah. Now you haven't heard from her?
Yeah. Yeah, I like completely ghosted. And, you know, it's one thing if like it fizzles out or if something was weird or uncomfortable. So like, obviously, like that's not going anywhere. But I thought it went really well. So I'm just confused what's going on.
Sure.
Well, that's why we're going to call her and figure out what her take on the date was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking for.
Let's do it. Everybody take a deep breath. We're going to play a song and then we'll call Karina, okay? It's Second Date Update on Star 101.3. Hang on. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Corey. We're doing Second Date Update. We've been talking to John about his date with Karina. They met on Tinder.
Which, you know, you don't hear that much.
He enthusiastically swiped. Wait, are people not using Tinder anymore?
Well, I didn't think it was so much as a dating site as a hookup
site. Wow.
Yeah, a little Larry from the Regal Beagle.
Nice 80s pull. Jeez. John, right. Were you even alive when Three's Company was on?
I've messed with some Three's Company, yeah.
Okay.
Three's Company, Three's a Crowd.
Well, I think that's a website, but whatever. Anyway.
Let's call Karina.
Okay. We're going to call Karina and see if we can figure out what happened with your date. Maybe we'll get a second date. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Karina, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Karina. It's Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3.
Hi.
Oh.
Yo.
Really? I love you guys.
Oh,
the best.
That's nice. Even if she's lying, I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Did I win something?
Our eternal love and devotion.
You have won a chance to be on Second Date Update.
Hey!
Oh, that's... Okay. That's not what I was hoping for, but okay.
If you're not familiar, Second Date Update is where we talk to someone who went on a date and thought it went really well, and then the other person ghosted them, and you're the other person.
You're the ghost, unfortunately. Or the perceived ghost. Sorry. Don't mean to be accusatory. The perceived ghost.
So do you remember John?
I do remember John.
Sweet.
How was your date with John?
I've had better. And
okay.
Yeah, sorry to ghost. I mean, to me, after one date, I feel like it doesn't count as ghosting because, you know, on
sure.
to the next. Yeah, he's really playing the field, you know, and was not shy about it. And yeah,
what does
I'm
that
not
mean?
Was he doing two dates at once? What do you mean? I don't get it.
I mean, he was like talking about other dates on our date, and you know, he just seems like he's really like, you know, I date, but I'm looking for something serious. I have that written on all my profiles, like.
Was he talking like dates from like a long time ago, like other people he's dated just kind of as an example?
No, I mean like dates he had gone on like that week, even like the day before our date.
Oh.
I mean, frankly, I wouldn't have been shocked if he had like double booked, you know,
table hopping.
Or had two dates in one day.
Oh, like, that's not right. You want to feel
all
special.
Over the place.
He's outside on the patio with you, meanwhile inside of the bar with who knows who.
Like a Mrs. Doubtfire situation. Yeah, it was, I mean, like, it was just a bit much.
So, I don't want to drop this bomb on you, but John's on the phone with us.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know what's... I'm assuming you're dating dudes, too. If you're not, you should be.
Yeah, but we don't talk about Fight Club, right, you guys?
Well, I wouldn't bring up the other people I'm dating. I mean, sure, it's a first date. You might be seeing other people, but I don't know if I would talk about the other people on my first date with someone new.
Okay, but
yeah,
I mean...
I just am a little more serious-minded about this, and you seem like you're doing it for, like, a sport, which is fine, but I just wish that you had been upfront about that in your profile, and clearly I don't think you read what I wrote.
You mean on your profile?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I just thought, you know, you're on Tinder. That's an indication that you're doing the casual thing, because that's what Tinder is.
That is not what Tinder is. That's what Tinder was, like, maybe, like, 10 years ago. I know people who've met their husbands on Tinder, long-term partners, well, like...
I'm not saying that that can't happen. I'm just saying it's for people who are approaching dating more casually, because casual dating is what leads to successful relationships.
I'm not really sensing a second date here.
I mean, let's think positive, glass half full.
John, Karina?
I mean, you just need to, listen, like, read people's profile, be upfront about what you're looking for, and, like, read the room.
Karina, would you like, can we do a second date?
I don't think so.
No, see how I said that with a straight face?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
hang on, y'all. Hang on.